Welcome to Fighting Owls Weekly, a 30-minute showcase of Hartford Community College athletics, powered by SFMSports.net and the Fighting Owls Radio Network. Now your host, Glenn Clark.
Welcome to Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College athletics. I am Glenn Clark, and joined in our first segment, as always, by Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College. Kevin, it's good to talk to you once again, and I know you all had a really special visit this past week that I wanted to make sure that we talked about right at the top.
Yeah, definitely a former All-American, one of the best alumni we've had, especially since I've been here. Audrey Baldwin of the women's soccer program stopped by, and we've got a great story coming up on her on HartfordAthletics.com. I know that Jason Moffoletto, our soccer coach, is very close with her. He's probably going to touch base on what she has to say, but she's currently playing professionally in Denmark as a goalkeeper for an amazing team, and it's just a great story, so I'm really excited to get into that.
I'll certainly talk about it with Jason as well, but from your behalf, Kevin, what it means to have someone so successful representing Hartford in that way, what does that mean for the entire program?
It's immeasurable, I think. The fact that you have a community college athletic department where our goal always is to try and send student-athletes on to the next level at a four-year institution, and we were successfully able to do that so many times, especially with Audrey Baldwin, and then she took it the next level and went professional in the sport that she dominated on our field right out back here, and took it. She's played in Iceland and Denmark and Portugal, and it's amazing.
That's awesome. That's really very cool, and we will talk about that more with Jason Moffoletto, that visit from Audrey Baldwin. Let's stay with women's soccer now, since we're talking about Audrey and success in the past in the program, but success currently in the program as well, as women's soccer is getting ready to play for a championship.
Yep, that seems like every year they're always in the mix for a championship. They're headed to their sixth straight region championship game. They've got the top seed on the next weekend's tournament. Actually, will be played right on campus here on Halloween, and they are actually two wins away from heading back to the national tournament. Now, they've been there under Jason four times. This would be obviously the fifth time, but it would be the first time they would have gone in back-to-back seasons if they're able to pull it off.
Kevin, for those that don't understand how that system works, you know, the regional to the national tournament, can you give them a brief explanation of that?
Yeah, definitely. The way the NJCAA national tournament works is kind of like a very large basketball tournament that everyone's aware of with the NCAA tournament, except in the JUCO ranks, they break it down into the first part of it is the regional. The next step is the district, followed by the national championship game. And each region and district are different across the United States. In our region, Region 20, it's all the Maryland schools and a couple of teams from Pennsylvania on the west and some West Virginia teams. But it also breaks down into Division 1, 2, and 3. And at Hartford Athletics, we're all Division I. So we've broken it down to one win, and we'll win the region tournament. One win. After that, they'll win the district championship, and then they'll head to the national tournament with about 8 or 12 teams.
Wow, wow. And this is they've never been back-to-back to the national tournament before, have they?
No, they never back-to-back. Jason's got them there four times. Seems like every other year somebody kind of knocks us off in the region. We've never lost in the district championship game. If we've won the region, we knock off the district championship game and head right to nationals. And last year's high-scoring team was able to go, which was kind of... We knew going into the season they had a really great shot. This year we weren't really sure, and they're right where they always are with a chance to head right on back.
Kevin Carver is the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College. And speaking of postseason play, the men's soccer team is getting there as well.
Yep, they clinched the number 2 seed in next week's Region 20 tournament. They actually have to play a semifinal game to get into the championship game. But the fact that they clinched the number 2 seed was, again, same thing. We weren't sure how good the team was going to be at the beginning of the year, and I know Jason talked last week about some of the injuries they had at the beginning of the year. They've really rounded into form, and to clinch the number 2 seed, they got a bye. They don't have to play this weekend. They play next week. We host a game on Wednesday. We're not even sure who we play yet. And after that, they're going to go in for their first chance to win their first region title, something they've never done.
And we talked last week a little bit about how things have just turned around so much for the men's soccer team. And at the beginning of the season, you mentioned some of the stuff they were dealing with, but just what an unbelievable job they've done of getting themselves back into this position.
Definitely. And the best thing I think about this team is the fact that they are a complete team. The women's soccer team, you can pick out one or two individuals who have had a very great team, and that's why they're good. The men's team, they're all chipping in. Everyone is taking a piece of the pie and making it into this complete team on their way to what could be, hopefully, their first Region 20 title.
And championship season, not exclusive to the soccer pitch, is the volleyball team has a chance at adding to that haul.
Yeah, they are currently sitting around at 19 wins, so they are 2 wins away from tying the school record. They could do that this weekend. They are also, after that, 2 more wins away from their first ever national tournament bid. They travel to New York City to play Monroe College in their region championship game. And again, 2 wins away from the national tournament.
Wow, and that comes up November 7th, that game at Monroe. And some history between Hartford and Monroe, is there not?
Definitely in a lot of sports. They're Division I in a lot of sports as well. So we always see them in the postseason. And in volleyball, they kind of had our number last year. They had our number earlier this year. So it's an uphill climb for our volleyball team, and especially having to travel to play on their home court. They win that game, they would play a team from Missouri. The winner of that game would go to the national tournament.
And Kevin, just real quick, the success that all of these fall sports programs are having, how much does that feed to each other? Like, how much does one lead to athletes in another program saying, hey, we want to be lifting that up. What those guys are doing, we want to be lifting up the same level of performance.
I think that's perfectly it. They feed off of each other. We had last season when we won the President's Cup on both sides, men's and women's. First time it was ever done. It kind of got everybody juiced up and ready to go, and you can feel, since it's such a small campus, when the women's soccer team will walk by the volleyball team, they kind of each know they're cheering each other on to hopefully do the exact same thing they each could do.
Kevin Carver, Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College, we really appreciate the time. Basketball is right around the corner as the Fighting Owls take the court at APG FCU Arena. Get the full schedule at HartfordAthletics.com. When we come back in, we'll talk some Hartford soccer. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Welcome back to Fighting Owls Weekly. I am Glenn Clark, joined now by the men's and women's soccer coach at Hartford Community College. Jason Moffoletto is with us. And Coach, I know you all had quite a special visitor this week. What was it like having Audrey Baldwin back on campus?
It was great to see Audrey back on campus. She's playing professionally in Europe right now in the UEFA Champions League. Just to have her come in and practice and train and talk to both teams, actually, the men and the women, sort of tell her story. And I also told the story to them about her. I think it's a perfect timing for us. With what we're going into the playoffs. Yeah, a lot of inspiration and motivation.
That's a great point, Coach. And a special relationship I know that you have with her, not only as someone who coached her, but you continued to work with Audrey over the years. Is that correct?
Yes. I've trained Audrey since her freshman year of high school. She wasn't a very highly touted goalkeeper. She wasn't recruited. She didn't play a high level club. But she continued to play and continued to work and talk to her, and she came to Hartford. And I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, right. It's worked out pretty well from there. There's no doubt about that, Coach.
Yes.
What was her message for your kids when she was back?
Well, her message was to never take no for an answer. You know, to always work hard, to stay motivated, that you can always improve, that you can always get better, and to work hard every single day and it'll pay off. It'll pay off at the end for you.
That's a great message, and certainly good for them to see someone. I imagine, you know, in the situation they're in, really good to see someone who's been able to go from Harford to having so much success. How did you sense the kids reacted to it?
Oh, the kids were amazed. Both teams, you know, I tried to explain to them that on her club team in Europe, there's people that are on FIFA 2016 video game, and she plays with those people. And in the same league that she plays in Denmark, she will be playing against Marta, who's been the five or sixth time voted the best player in the world.
Yeah.
She'll be playing against her in the next few weeks. And I explained that to them, and they were in awe. The kids wanted to take pictures. They wanted to talk to her. And they just listened to everything that she said.
Well, that's awesome.
Great to see.
That's really awesome, and certainly a testament to the entire soccer program there at Harford, seeing someone having so much success. So much success this season on the pitch for both of your teams. Since we were talking about Audrey, let's start with the women coach and a great opportunity that you all have ahead of you coming up here when you play for another region championship.
Yes, it's something that we've been working on and emphasized from day one, and not even really day one, from the time that we're recruiting the kids in the office, a year ago, and that we want to do well in the conference, do as well as possible, to receive that number one seed, hopefully, if we have the number one seed, then we can go straight to the championship game. We don't have to play an extra game, and that's what we're able to accomplish. We haven't been able to do that very often in all the years that I've been coaching, but we were able to do it this year.
It's huge. You mentioned that's going to be next Saturday, Halloween, there at Harford Community College, and a great opportunity. It works out for everyone, right? Like, everyone's happier when they don't have to travel, when they don't have to get on the bus, when it puts the kids in a better situation for that game, doesn't it?
Yes, it helps us a lot. We're going to be in a place that we train in every day. You know, we should know every bump and on the field, and the wind, and we have friendly confines of our home field, and we're going to have a lot of fans there. Families come out, people that just like Harford Community College soccer, they come out to support us, and it makes things a lot easier. And it gets the kids focused and very, very excited.
And coach, for the men, another opportunity there to go dig into the championship gold, I guess.
Yes, we have. We ended up with a great draw. We were seeded number two behind Essex Community College. We get to play again our semifinal game. We get to play at home, and I like our chances. I want us to do well, but whenever you're playing home, like I tell both teams, there's no reason to be excited and to not be excited, to be focused on what you want to do and take advantage of winning and playing a game at home, especially in the playoffs.
Jason Mafaletto, men's and women's soccer coach at Harford Community College, thank you so much for taking the time. When we come back in, we'll talk some Harford volleyball. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Harford Athletics thanks our corporate sponsors for their generosity. Please support our sponsors as they support our student athletes. Visit Chick-fil-A of Harford County with 3 locations to serve you: Aberdeen, Forest Hill, and Constant Friendship. Stop by McShane's, just a few steps away, for delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the U.S. Army. Visit GoArmy.com. Adventure as a way of life is Army strong.
Welcome back into Fighting Owls Weekly. I am Glenn Clark, and joined now by Maddie Hewitt, assistant volleyball coach at Harford. Maddie, thanks so much for taking the time. And boy, a lot of stuff going on with the volleyball team, and we're thinking about this great finish you all had at 10-2. I got to imagine you are really pleased with how your team performed in conference.
Absolutely. We work hard every day. My girls have put in so much effort this year that, to see it all pay off, I think it's really great for them to see, not just us, but them as well, because they know that they're very talented, but seeing them succeed as well is a great payoff for them.
Manny, what has it been like for you being back at Harford after having began your own career playing both volleyball and lacrosse there?
I actually love it because I've seen how much the college has progressed. So my freshman year, we actually, for volleyball, we had to play over at Harford Tech High School. And my sophomore year, we were allowed in the auxiliary gym in the new Susquehanna building. And now being able to coach and actually use the APGFCU arena has really been a cool thing to see. And also outside seeing the baseball changes to all of their facilities. And, you know, I remember being there with all my classmates and teammates and watching games. So to see all of it changing right before my eyes and me actually be able to use it is really cool to feel.
That's really neat. Maddie, you've got an interesting background as you played both volleyball and lacrosse. You then went on to Wilmington to play lacrosse. How did this end up for you that you did come back to Hartford to get back involved with the volleyball program?
Well, when I first transferred out, my first fall when volleyball came around again, I realized that I really, really missed it, and I needed to get back into it somehow. So I worked at Wilmington doing all of their stats and helping out with game day things. So when I came back home after I graduated, Will and I have remained friends. He was my volunteer coach when I was a sophomore. So when he told me that he needed an assistant, I couldn't help but jump on board for that too.
And just the perfect opportunity. That's great. Maddie right. Hewitt, assistant volleyball coach at Hartford, joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Maddie, we start looking ahead for this team, and obviously something really big coming up on November 7th. How exciting is it going to be to face Monroe in that region championship?
We are working so hard to be able to move past that. Excuse me. Monroe has always been kind of the roadblock the past couple years, and now this year, seeing how they've played and seeing how we're playing, I think we have a really good chance against them because we want to move on and be able to play West Plains again.
And how have the girls handled this, you know, opportunity? Are they, do you sense that they're prepared for this moment?
I think they are for the most part. I know that skill-wise, they're very ready for it. I just need them to be mentally ready for it because it's a whole new battle when you walk out for playoffs. It's not a, well, we'll get them next time type thing. It's you need to show up ready to play, and if you don't, then, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to move on any further. So I know that we can do very well against them. My offense has been working like crazy, keeping the ball in and mixing up their spots, and defense has been really trying to read the hitters, so I think that they can definitely do it. They just have to believe in themselves, too.
No doubt about that. I know that you all have played with a mantra of, you know, it's not just one person, that it's all about the team this season, correct?
Correct. We did the type approach that we're all here for the common goal, so we don't really have a hierarchy, per se. It's more of round robin, everyone's in, all in, because with Will and I being first-year coaches, we have to have that connection with our teammate, with our players and the team, because we wouldn't be able to be successful if we weren't.
And Maddie, we appreciate you taking the time for us on Fighting Owls Weekly. I want to remind everyone, you can never miss an interview. You can get Fighting Owls Weekly on your terms. Just visit sfmsports.net and click College Sports. Listen to every show at no charge, and make sure you join us each week on this station for Fighting Owls Weekly, the official show shining a spotlight on Hartford Community College athletics. This week's presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of sfmsports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week.
Hartford Athletics thanks our corporate sponsors for their generosity. Please support our sponsors as they support our student athletes. Visit Chick-fil-A Hartford County with 3 locations to serve you in Aberdeen, Forest Hill, and Constant Friendship. Madison Bank of Maryland with 2 locations in Aberdeen and Forest Hill. Full service banking meeting all of your banking needs. Stop by McShane's just a few steps away for delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the U.S. Army. Visit GoArmy.com. Adventure as a way of life is Army Strong.